It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Garlic is a second cousin to onions, shallots, leeks, and other alliums. Its nomenclature probably harks back to Gothic days when the word gar, spelled G-A-A-R, meant spear. Since the leaves of garlic are long and pointy and spear-shaped, it seems logical that it would be called garlic or garlic. Ancient Greeks and Romans sometimes called it the stinking rose, although no one can really say why. The stinking part might be well explained by those who do not appreciate garlic and the great things it can do in your medicine chest and kitchen, but the plant is more closely related to a lily than a rose. In any case, the unique smell and pungent taste have made it a part of horticultural history for upwards of 6,000 years. Believed to have been originally cultivated in Central Asia, Egyptian slaves and Roman legionnaires received a daily ration to increase their strength. Dried garlic bulbs were found in King Tut's tomb, and it has been a staple of Mediterranean diets for millennia. Americans did not fully embrace the smelly herb until the 1940s, when GIs returning from Europe brought back a taste for Mediterranean cooking that infused garlic into sauces, stews, and pizza. Today, it's estimated that Americans consume an average of 3 pounds of garlic each year. Garlic's healing properties can be attributed to the sulfur compounds the bulbs and cloves contain. First recognized as good medicine by Roman senator and scholar Pliny the Elder, the herb was used to treat everything from allergic reactions to snoring. In the post-Roman world, it was used to treat leprosy and smallpox. During the Middle Ages, garlic was scattered throughout Europe to ward off the Black Death during the bubonic plague epidemic. In more modern times, garlic has been recognized for its germ-fighting properties, being used by Albert Schweitzer as an antiseptic in his jungle hospital and as an antibiotic for soldiers during World War II. Of particular interest are studies linking raw garlic consumption with lower blood pressure. And garlic is an excellent mosquito repellent, although the gel, paste, or liquid spray that must be applied probably has a scent strong enough to repel lots of living things besides mosquitoes. In fact, it's the herb's superiority as a mosquito or flea repellent that probably has helped to maintain one of the best-known myths about garlic. Bram Stoker's classic Gothic novel Dracula contains passages that detail the use of garlic to guard against vampires. Garlic cloves rubbed on windowsills and doorways, garlic wreaths hung on entryways, and necklaces of garlic are all described as methods to keep the heroine safe from the undead fiend who wants to suck her blood. If fleas and mosquitoes turn their backs on garlic odor, then it stands to reason that vampire bats would also shun the bearer of a garlic corsage. If you are a lover of garlic, but your best friends can't stand the smell of you, try chewing a sprig or two of fresh parsley directly after eating a garlic-laden meal. This may take care of garlic breath, but be aware that the smell of ingested garlic will ooze through your pores for a day or two after partaking. It's probably best to surround yourself with people of like tastes and minds, because if everyone's eating garlic, then no one will notice the unmistakable odor that shouts out, "Boy, this food is delicious."
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini. And it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.